bag. Mike! Two bandits. Watching. Louie!
This episode is called Magic.
What up, party people, and welcome
circle, man.
To episode 114 of Two.
That's correct.
Bandits watching Bluey.
She's right.
Your good pal, Greg Painter, and with me,
Greg's right here. I can see him in the flesh recording with me, as always.
He always sticks to landing, and his name is...
Oh, gosh. I do go by Mike Martin, and that's a questionable sentence right there.
Are you, good sir?
I'm good, man. It's snowing in Syracuse in March, and because that makes sense, because it was great last week, and now it's not, and it's like there was a storm a-brewing with green clouds.
In the middle of March Madness' first round, I see you sipping out of your Marquette coffee mug over there.
I've had that a long time, man. I got a pick for the win, and don't know much. I don't even know... I mean... Mike calling a Mike. I don't know where Marquette is. So I picked him.
I don't know. I'm going to say Kentucky.
That feels, like, oh, that feels right. Good.
That feels right.
Can I hang out in the same area? We'll go out
number
to Tennessee.
Number two seed Marquette. Good luck to you guys. I picked Purdue.
I also
Purdue.
Don't know how to spell Marquette, apparently. Oh, is it a game? Is there a game called Marquette? We are totally off topic. College.
Marquette location. I picked my pals at Purdue, the Purdue Boilermakers, just because their coach's name is Matt Painter.
Oh, look
Painter's
at that.
Got a paint.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Look
at that.
There we go. Now we know.
Yeah, we were close.
And we're better for it.
Yeah. But about 6-hour drive from both our places.
Let's get back to making some audio magic.
That's what we're here to do right now, isn't it?
Oh, see what I did there?
Oh, you going for your pat voice? Spoiler alert.
It's magic.
It is magic, yes.
This is an episode of Bluey.
It's magic. Why do you say it like
is
that?
It's interesting to me.
Yes.
This one, it feels not like an episode of Bluey. I don't know.
It has that tone, that ring, that vibe to it. Even when I was like reading people's discussion and reviews about it, it's almost like the magic asparagus and fairies, and almost some people were even saying like almost Blue Mountains-y to them, where they're just like something feels weird.
I feel like it's kind of like it's behind the magic. Like, well, all the things that we talk about of are the fairies real?
Right.
And what's the magic?
Is this just a spoiler alert episode?
Like, kind of a little bit.
The kids shouldn't watch this one because they'd find out, but there's nothing to really find out. I mean, some of the things that they do in this episode.
We'll talk. You definitely
can't predict it.
It's not time for it right now, but it's kind of like the very end of Puppets for me.
Yes.
That's difficult for me to watch sometimes.
Yeah, I get that. That makes sense. That absolutely makes sense.
But we're not here for that.
No.
That's still a few months away.
All right. Hit me with like a two-paragraph synopsis here.
For synopsis,
okay,
about this lovely episode from our friends.
Sometimes it's just tough.
Hey, Wiki Bluey.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
What's a magic? It sounds like Mario. Like, what's a magic?
What's a magic? Bluey teaches Bingo how to use magic so she can make Mum play with her, but she forgets to explain the most important rule: never use magic for cheekiness.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know what?
That's actually a pretty solid, clear,
concise.
It got there.
Uh-huh.
It did the thing.
Uh huh. Did it say it was like weird at all or awkward or makes you go,
in this episode? I almost wonder, and I'll talk about it when we get to parts of it too. But
sure.
Even just in the opening here, the sky is different.
Yeah.
The sky is like very hazy.
Uh-huh.
Late in the day.
Storm's coming, man.
Yeah, storms are brewing.
Because it's not just the typical music.
Wait
in the
a
beginning.
Second.
Uh-oh.
A storm is brewing. It might rain.
Oh, you're talking about continuity here? You're putting it back on our board?
Maybe,
I can see. I mean, I don't know. Do they have new lawn patches during rain? Like, I mean, that would be benefit. If Bandit puts out the sprinkler at the end of this episode and knows it's going to start downpouring, I think that's boo-hiss on Bandit. You know what? Maybe just Bandit's just a little short-sighted on that one.
Things happen.
But yeah.
Nobody can predict the weather.
It is like a very weird episode in that way, to where like it's not just a typical, like the intro music is like kind of xylophone-y and not the typical just
Bluey episode. It also gives me some Rug Island vibes.
Sure.
With the fact that Chili doesn't want to play, like Bandit couldn't play, but then does for a very long time.
Of all people, he does
Same for Chili. She's cleaning the house, getting all that mopping done.
Uh-huh.
I was really, when Bingo walked in, waiting for her to walk in with like mud on her feet or something. Just to like, fully just like, nice try, Mom.
Especially because she does she completed a task and she sits down and she's like,
And that is always the worst thing, because that happens to, I feel like it happens to me a lot.
Sure.
Like I'm running around either like just well, not recently, but like just mowed.
Yeah, you did. You
know, picking up around the house. Yeah. And just kind of sit down. It's like, okay, just
Greg need stuff. To breathe.
It's like, want to play a game? It's like, no. I really don't, but that's, I love you.
That's some.
No.
That's some. It shows a little bit of Chili on that side to where she, like, Bandit is very yes, Andy, and it's even more, it's difficult to yes and, of course, because you always want to be on point, but it's also difficult to just be like, not right now, bro. Like, yeah. just 20
give
seconds.
Me, give me a minute to chill.
Like, that also takes some gumption in a like, parent, in a human being, too.
I do like the four-year-old in Bingo, though. I was like, I just don't feel like playing right now. So?
So?
Like, but I am.
That's what I'm here for.
Exactly.
Do you not know how kid works?
Whereas, speaking how kid works, uh-oh. The next... Blue, do you want to play with me?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the yeah that she, the English that she threw on that is like, that's just a great line.
I mean, she's sitting there hanging out in her bed. She's playing with her little pop, her fidget toy. Yeah. And just like, so she's just occupying herself.
Bored.
She's not doing anything right now. And Dad's outside hanging out with Pat and doing something with weird patches of grass, which I don't grass very much.
You don't? Oh my dude! I was gonna get to it in a minute, but I'll do it right now. I love that.
What's
because
that?
This is the continuity. We're getting ready for that koi pond. Uh-huh. We pulled out the stumps.
Uh-huh.
So now we've got to resaw the backyard from where everything was ripped up and stuff.
You've done this before?
Well, I am.
And you didn't invite me?
I'm familiar with the process.
Okay.
Perfect. Sodding. Actually, I have done it before.
Have you?
Yeah, we removed everything because we were going to put in a lovely back patio.
Yep.
And then realized, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs, there's a whole bunch of tubes and wires and stuff right here. Probably shouldn't mess with that. Guess I'll put all this sod back
on. So you
there.
Did this in spirit.
I did it in spirit. I did the process, and then I undid the process while saying a lot of colorful language.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good old time. Had by all.
Oh.
Moving on.
Of course.
Mom won't play with you? Mm. I know what to do. Mm. You can just use magic and make people play with you.
I like, they did something in this episode, and I don't know if I don't pay attention to it enough, and I mean, as somebody that has talked about 114 episodes, like, they have the music going, and it has that, like, whimsy and cheekiness to it, but you can hear the birds outside and all that, so you can tell it's a nice day right now.
I wrote least. In here, the music feels very Harry Pottery.
It does.
It's very, like, the dun 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 dun.
Uh-huh. And the toy that they have, like, they have a toy or two sitting outside of the toy chest there. I don't know if it's like a fresh idea that is Bluey's having, but there's a wizard toy, a puppet lying on the ground with a wand, and there's a dragon. So, like, it's clear they're going for
the drawings too later when we're having the big battle royale.
Yes.
There's like drawings of like dragons and fighting and stuff.
Oh man. Big final battle. Oh, can't wait. It's okay though. We're not there yet.
This is where it gets interesting.
Uh-huh.
Because I'll show you how to do magic. Huh. Oh, Bingo, move your tail.
So she's in on the secret
now. She's in on the secret. But then later in the episode, you're not seeing people doing things and Bandit and Pat and everyone. Mm-hmm. Like I think we've said before, like, you have to accept the magic into your heart and then it becomes real.
That is
situation.
That's so beautiful. It also pulls into what Chili says towards the end of the episode. You know, playing... People should play with you because they want to, not because you make them. Otherwise, I mean, stop! What are we doing? We are derailing ourselves. Oh gosh, time warp. So, what? Hey, Greg, what's a magic? There we go. We're back. I like the intro of the twinkling sounds that does happen when the magic is working, because Bingo tries and it's like ding, ding. And Blue's like, you gotta have some gumption.
Gonna be dramatic. Just raw. Granted, I'm not a dog.
Yep.
But
okay.
I don't know how dogs can control their ears going back like that.
Max.
I don't think Max can do that.
No, his ears are always just flopping. He's not the type that has the perked up ears that can do anything.
Out to our own personal buddy, Max.
That's right. Sorry to my own little Snickers over here, but he's just got sausage dog ears. So nothing happening over there.
But I do like the quick, you can make anyone play with you now, and then just the zoop, zoop, zap, and then leapfrog.
And she, like... Yeah, it's to what extent does magic actually exist in the Blueyverse here? Does it? Does it? Does it?
Does.
You think so? This is.
What do you guys think at watching Bluey?
Yes.
What do you think?
Is it actually
magic real?
Whew. In the Hugh Dog world, is there magic? Or is it just fairies?
Oh, there's magic.
I already made the joke, me.
But there's one rule. But I forgot what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
No big deal.
There's one rule.
I'm sure it won't come up.
One rule.
Let's torture Dad now.
That's right. Is the grass supposed to look patchy like that?
It hasn't been. Well, he's got to be. It's got to be watered. It's got to be like patted down. Because at one point when they're flip flopping around, you see a blade of the grass when they hit the ground, just like poof up in the air and then come back down.
Okay.
It's got to be watered.
I'm good at plumbing. I'm not good at lawn stuff.
It's got to take and stuff. Don't you worry about it.
Oh. Time for the magic, though.
Koi pond around it soon. It's all good.
Ooh, magic.
He's just standing there. What's wrong with your arms?
What's going on over here?
I think you need your racket restrung.
You need your racket restrung. Screw him, Bandit.
And then all of a sudden, just frozen. It's like, oh no.
Yeah.
Bingo's learned magic.
Yes, ending.
Pat's like, nope, nope, nope. But too late.
I'm out, dog.
Tries to jump the fence. Again, Pat, superstar performance as always.
Always.
Leans into it.
Do they have a, is there a doorway between, I thought there was a gateway between the two. Or is it just a leapable fence?
He always seems to be just jumping over the fence.
Because like even, was it a magic asparagus where Chili hunts him as a lion? Like, did she hop the fence then to do that? Or is it a gate? Because those, like, that's.
I'm trying to remember on Stump Fest. Because doesn't he jump the fence in Stump Fest?
I think so too, yeah.
Wants to get sweaty, ladies?
The man is a treasure. But they have the bushes. I like it because the bushes are cut, though, specifically to where they can hop the fence
good
right
neighbor.
There. Yeah.
Good neighboring
right there. Oh, I don't have one with my my neighbors over here.
You should just try that. Just try to jump. That's a really tall fence. That's, if you have one, now that I look, that's going to be that's like a Shaun of the Dead level fence jumping you have to do there.
If you don't hear from me in the next week, it's because I fell over that fence and haven't gotten up yet.
What should we do with them? Well, of course, we should teach them to dance.
Boom. See, that's fun. That's a good use of magic, isn't it?
Where'd they get the rose?
I said the same thing. I was looking the past like 30 seconds beforehand, like, where's this coming from? Nope. Just a bunch of purple flowers hanging out. Not a rose. So Chili's going to be bummed that one of the roses is missing from her bouquet in the...
Big moment here.
Uh-oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
This is this the moment? I guess I should rephrase it.
Okay.
Where we learn that Pat is Pat.
This
is the first time that he's called Pat, not in America. In America, because in teasing he's called Pat.
No, there's no way. Is he always just Lucky's dad? No. I don't, because even in Born Yesterday, it was, he's Lucky's dad because he eats the meat pie. I don't know. At watching Bluey on that one, please, folks, because he's got to be called Pat a couple times. But in my head, the first thing that pops up is it's not the 80s Pat, but that hasn't happened yet.
Exactly.
Because
exactly. I think this is the first time
no
Americans
way
hear him called Pat, because I feel like I remember seeing the trailer for this when they were doing season 3 coming. It's like, wait, what?
No way.
Yes way.
Okay, fine. Blow my mind there. Cool.
That's an impressive, was that Dirty Dancing?
That is a Dirty Dancing reference. Well done. Absolutely. I was going to say Kevin Costner, but it's not Kevin Costner. It's Patrick Swayze.
It's
got
Swayze.
It.
Every day.
Over, it's under, this is not.
You weigh a ton.
This is not a Bandit Bet. Never will be a Bandit Bet. You can't convince us to do it. There's no way I could hold this beautiful Greg Painter for more than 1 second.
No, it would
just be he jumps into me and then belly hits my face and we both fall down.
Oh, my dude, if you think I could get that kind of height to get my stomach to face level.
Christmas crackers, it's not happening.
I would need a trampoline and we would need a few friends to assist in that one. Cause
very trust fall kind of thing.
Yeah. Trust dive.
Cool, same page. Just putting it out there. I love that. Pat, I mean, clearly a retired athlete, of course. So that's why he's doing the
strength
hold. And he's got the football, the rugby ball on the roof of his house, too. Like, it's just, you know, he's just always playing with Lucky when Lucky's home, of course.
Chili then shows up. Very interesting. And this is where we take a turn.
She sneaks up, too.
We sneak up and we get, like, a camera pivot.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Like, especially crazy because there's no camera.
No.
It's art.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, crazy. And then
that's how that works.
Again, the sky, the clouds start rolling in. It gets even darker.
It's green, too.
It's very much like battle mode.
Green, like green clouds when I was doing my Reddit search, of course. Typically, it seems like it inclines that it's supposed to be hailing or sign of a tornado or something like that. So it's like storm is brewing with Chili Dog here. So the master of magic.
Who taught you magic? And did he teach you the most important rule?
Just don't be cheeky. That's never all.
Use magic for cheekiness.
Use it for goodliness.
Just, and then just in the background, Banda, get your armpit out of my
face. Pat, you beautiful man. Oh, I can't help it.
I'm very surprised Bandit showed up as quickly as he did later in the episode, because he had an out for like some cricket and a couple brewskis over at Pat's for a while.
Take a moment. Just chill. Just say, ouch, that really hurt. Let's play some NBA Jam and go hang out for a minute, because well, he does acknowledge it when he does come back a little bit too. It's just like,
it's all that weird stuff.
Is all the crazy stuff done now? And then you get
no more cheekiness. Starting tomorrow!
Oh, and she's so, like, evil villain, mwahaha-esque in this moment. Like, good versus evil.
It's and
for the magic coming in here.
Poor Bingo doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
My sister and my mother.
She's just observing. She's just a four-year-old. Is she consistently four? Yeah, she's four in this one still. She's learning how, like, this magic thing works. And you see mom and my sister fighting. And I, like, when I was reading a couple of things, people were saying it was like Gandalf and Sauron in the Lord of the Rings. Or it was Star Wars-esque. And, I mean, that's more on your plate than mine. So I don't know to what extent you'd be getting that battle. But I think outside of ice cream, where they're both attempting to eat the ice cream, this is the first full-on action sequence that you get in Bluey that's more than like 2 seconds.
And it's intense. We've got spinning mom. We've got like the dialogue back and forth.
Cheekiness versus goodliness here.
Cheekiness versus goodliness. Oh. It's not your magic, it's everyone's. Love that line.
Oh, gosh.
And some stronger than others. And Bluey goes flying.
Poor Bingo here. She's just like, I'm just learning how this works. I just learned that my tail could wag and I could kind of control dad. And they're pushing people across the room.
And then just they're trying to debate it out back and forth. Like, this is goodliness because Bingo was sad. Now she's happy.
See? It reminded me, and like, I don't know which episode it's from, and you'll be mad at me for it, but when she's on the Kiwi, and she's going around it, it reminds me of The Simpsons. Doing the whoop, 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 whoop,
whoop, on the crowd. I know exactly what episode that is from. It is from the episode where Homer gets a crayon lodged in his brain.
That's right.
And it makes him smarter because somebody writes on the back of his head before he gets smarter, insert brain here, and everybody's laughing, and he wants to see it, so then he just says, woo, 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 and people first laughed and then get concerned. Oh. You're welcome.
That's what you're here for, man. See? I need that in my life.
If we ever run out of Bluey episodes, knock on wood, we've got a good 800 Simpsons episodes.
Oh, gosh. I don't have that many weeks.
Get ready for those brackets.
How many episodes are there right now of The Simpsons? If we do one...
There's got to be like 800 or so, I would have to guess.
800 episodes divided by 52 weeks. That's 15 and a half years.
Boom.
Of us recording. I'm not going to be recording in a snow.
What a party.
I don't have that many laughs in me, dog. Like, my voice will be deteriorating at some point in time. I foresee it at about 46, so I've got about 8 more years in me over here.
But the spinning on the rug, hilarious.
Perfect.
We freeze Bluey with her finger up her nose.
Mm.
Bluey, that was a Bluey decision.
Of course it was! Let's just
call a spade here. Also, I'm glad this doesn't ever get... Again, they wouldn't let it because it's a silly cartoon for...
Sure.
Kids, air quotes.
As we talk about it.
But it's like, man... I'm glad Bluey didn't take things too far with her own self flippity floppy, like
to injure herself.
Broke her an arm. Oh, there.
Man.
It's like, oh, you threw me too hard, mom. And then what would that do to poor Bingo?
This episode's called Hospital Part 2.
Exactly.
Emergency room. This episode's called Cast. This episode's called, so many things. But she does have that like big bad, like she's got those eyebrows going the whole time. She is big bad Bluey here.
Exactly. And super heel Bluey.
And Bingo's trying to learn about like how should the magic be used, all this kind of stuff. But Bluey's got, she's power hungry. She knows what she's doing. She's like, you could ring the pizza boy.
I'm about to say, who'll do the chores? Who'll make dinner? Ring the pizza boy. We'll do whatever we want, Bingo. And Bingo's like, I guess? She's not feeling it. She's like, something doesn't seem right here. I can't put my finger on it.
This is a little off. And
like you said, it's not playing with you unless they want to play. Oh. Then it's not as fun. It's not something special.
Otherwise, it's not playing.
Exactly.
Like don't yuck somebody's yum if they don't want to play. Don't.
Bandit throws his entire force of existence on poor Chili.
It's all the craziness still going on in here.
Oh my goodness. And I do love how he bandits it up. He tickles Gord a little bit long. And Chili's like, stop it. I can't, babe.
I can't.
Wish I could.
Tickles. It's how it works. Carrie would deck me. if I did that.
Oh yeah, that's the one thing Beth can't handle. She like legitimately throws fisticuffs
when it's tickle time. Like if there's tickle,
yes,
Carrie, like
when it's tickle time. I don't know. Don't quote me. You're not throwing that line away. Oh boy, put that on a t-shirt. It's tickle time.
Goodness. Prime right now. It's not playing, Greg. That's not playing.
We go full dark mode. Bingo, ring all the pizza boys.
Now
throws her sister back.
Harsh. Now, I mean, I don't know about you, but
mad with power.
I'm not having, like, as a parent, what kind of pizza do you think the 4-year-old would order? Because
I watched this episode a few times, obviously. We have a half a rotisserie chicken in the fridge. We're going to make some nice, happy, healthy salads. What's the plan for tonight? I'm pretty sure we're ordering pizza now.
There you go. You're going to let the little one order?
This chicken is last. No.
Well, that's what I mean. She's bringing the pizza boys.
It'll be cheese. And that's it.
That's it. That's
no, bad, thank you.
Depends on where it's from. But this is where the magic exists in a weird way. Because Bandit's up.
Yeah.
What?
How'd it happen?
How did he see her?
Exactly.
Maybe he knew that trouble was afoot. Maybe he knew that Bluey was being a bit much.
Or maybe.
That's
the fairy. The magic.
Fairies. It exists, baby.
Came for real. For real life. Squish squashes the heck out of Bluey.
I am not an object.
Bingo. Poor Bandit. The good side.
He just wanted his lawn done, man. That's it. He had a whole morning of work. And the storm's coming. He wanted to get done before.
This is the end of the day. This is very clearly the end of the day. Because there's after Bingo joins the side of good, they're sitting outside, literally watching the grass grow.
So
chilling.
Did it storm outside at all then? If it stormed outside, they wouldn't have had the sprinkler out there.
Stormy clouds. Also, they probably wouldn't want to sit on the wet grass.
Yeah.
Although they're dogs. So who knows?
They got purple underwear.
They like
to
roll in grass or something. Get all stanky.
Oh.
Pizza boy rings. Mm.
Go ahead.
Who's going to go? Don't make me make you. No cheekiness, Mom.
Boom. Up. Sit down, Bandit.
She goes.
That like, there's something about that last bit that makes the episode, like, it does put a bookend on the episode. Because you're left watching, you're like, oh, this is weird.
Okay, so I'm glad it wasn't just me who was like, I don't know how to feel about this one.
Right.
And granted, we just went through a renaissance of awesome, awesome episodes.
It was a gauntlet of goodies.
With Mini Bluey, Curry Quest, and Unicorns.
Oh, gosh.
But holy smokes.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute. It's interesting. I like the Harry Potteriness to it. Especially me and Miss Emily are almost at the very end of book 3.
There you go.
Reading through for her first time. She hasn't seen all the movies. We're kind of watching the movies as we read through the books.
Oh, poor girl's going to get...
really super side quest. Side quest? Sure, why not?
Side quest...
If you've only watched the movies, I'd say read those darn books.
Yeah?
Because I know it's going to be hard to believe. There's a lot more in the books than in the movies.
Yeah.
It gets way deeper.
I was sitting there like, really?
Because I've never read the books. And I was like, dang. We just read no spoilers for Harry Potter, I guess?
Yeah.
But we just read through a chapter. It's like, this was super different in the movie we just watched.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Has she seen them all, though? The movies themselves? Or no?
She's seen up to 4.
Ooh, okay.
And 4 is 4. We saw 4. Yep. And that's where things get a little real Darkness. In the world.
Yeah.
So, but that's not what we're here to talk
about. No, not at all.
We're here to talk about nothing right now. Because first,
that's right.
You have to see what our friends... at
Wiki Blue, we
have to say.
Hey, what's up, folks?
Take it away. We're back.
Yeah, bud.
What's your favorite thing today?
My favorite thing. You know, I do want to. I'm going to give it to the end with Bingo, where she sits Bandit down and is like, "Mom, like, no cheekiness." It's just it felt like it was a lesson learned, I guess, at the end of this episode. So it was cute. And I'm going to give it that today. Not the crazy ha-ha, just a, oh, cool. What about you? What was your favorite thing today, man?
My favorite thing was just the moment when no more cheekiness starting tomorrow, and then the clouds get all dark behind Bingo. And it's very much like, Bingo's the bad guy now.
Evil.
Watch out.
Bluey's the bad guy.
Oh, Bluey's the bad guy.
I'm about
guy.
To say,
oh,
don't goodness. Go calling out my girl oh, my Bingo goodness, here.
But Bluey's the bad gal right now.
Ooh.
Darkness surrounds her. Heel turn we never saw coming.
Is
Mum through the barbershop window horrible stuff.
Best reference I've ever heard on the show. Good job.
But Bluey heel turn, my favorite thing today.
Is now, does that mean Big Bad Bluey is your favorite character? Who's your
it
favorite character?
Is not.
Oh!
Because my favorite character is Pat.
Hey! He's my back, dude, baby!
Was there. He got it done. He had his 30 seconds of screen time. He threw out the get your heart off me bandit. Christmas crackers. I don't know why. I just love that line. Christmas crackers, you weigh a ton.
Brad Elliott is just doing it. Doing it as a voice
Stick
actor.
Stick the
for him.
Landing. It's not on me. Just Pat showed up.
He's
awesome.
An athlete. He's got this.
We
got
to find a way to get a hold of Brad Elliott. Add him to the stinking list. 2024 list.
Big letters, too. All capitals.
Brad Elliott. Mm. Come on down. Dude, hey, Mike, who is your favorite character?
My favorite character is Bingo today.
Ooh.
It was. It felt like she was vanilla. She was just a witness of everything that was going on, and she was seeing the dark side and the light side of magic and the goodliness and the cheekiness, and she chose the goodliness. Like, she had the choice. She could have rang the pizza boys and could have made, like, thrown Band-Aid even harder on the chili and tickled more. She said, nay.
I think
the goodliness.
I think this equates to Star Wars universe. It took me a minute to get there.
Sure.
I say Palpatine fighting Vader while Luke... Sure. Fighting Luke while Vader was there watching, deciding which direction he was going to go.
Right on, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember because that clearly.
Vader
the red
was
light
already
saber.
Pulled to the dark side, mm-hmm. but was coming back around. Spoilers for Star Wars. Mm.
Red lightsaber there. And green one, right?
Good job.
Did I do
of.
It?
Those are definitely colors.
Oh.
You did it.
That's fine. That's
so then
fine.
How do you rank?
Yes.
This magical episode.
I rank this episode the 0.1 seconds that I would be able to hold you up if we tried to recreate that scene. There's no other. And I'm giving ourselves credit in this situation of the 0.1.
That's pretty much the amount of time that I jumped.
Yes, exactly. Spot on.
Where my stomach goes to your forehead, apparently, somehow.
All right, folk. Is it possible? Is it remotely possible? Physically possible? Do you have a magical way that you can rank episode 114 of Bluey?
I rank this episode all the pizza boys.
Oh. God, great evil villain Bluey.
Thank Woo! You, everybody.
Yes, and
link
always.
tr.ee/watchybluey. Merch, socials, TikTok 82s.
Oh, gosh.
TikTok 82s.
What don't we do?
Thank you to whoever just bought a lovely mug.
Yes.
From our Tee Public
I think
store.
That's a first. I'm not going to lie.
I've not seen the mugs before. It got a nice Calypso crew. Again,
I'd love to see
getting,
that.
It's getting to the end of the year. Get your teachers a nice Calypso Crew shirt.
Calypso Crew mug. That's what happened.
Go for it.
Where's it going?
It's a great time.
Let us know.
End of year.
That's great.
Gift Rooney for your teach.
And also, I have recently restocked our inventory of stickers. So if anybody wants to do the cool thing that we're about to talk about and send us some stuff, we're going to have some goodies being sent your way too.
Ooh, look at you. Look at you.
Well, you got your groove right now. So do your thing. I'm sorry.
April. I don't know how. I'm going to call our shot, though. April,
yep.
Patreon will be back.
Yes.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yes, we will commit to it again.
We might, honestly, we're talking about it right now. Maybe we'll just do a dollar buck tier and do an episode to start off with.
Mm-hmm. Just start it back
just
fresh.
Just one, start it fresh, okay. Hang out, see if anybody wants to come play. And if you do, hop on there, say what you want it to be.
Yeah.
You know, the Patreon's for you guys.
Yeah.
When we started it, it was a patron choice. And then we kind of just started talking about random
everything?
Stuff.
Yeah.
So whatever you want to talk about, let us know. If you want to hop on episodes with us, let us know.
One of my favorite episodes we did that we put on there was the Ask Us Anything episode. Because it was just so off the wall and it was everybody incorporated and we had a good time with
yeah.
it. So you know what?
You know what?
You know what?
And one more thing. One more thing. I was debating. Because we talked about it off mic.
Uh-huh. Off of me?
To Mike.
Hey.
I had a crazy thought that I shared
Simpsons
with
podcast.
You a while ago.
I'm not
ago.
Gonna do it. I can't do it.
What?
I'm not doing a Simpsons podcast, man.
No. Not a Simpsons on your podcast.
Okay.
We've had some fun guests here and there. We pop up the Zoom.
Uh-huh.
We talk to this person, that person.
Yeah.
We want to talk to you guys, though.
Mm-hmm.
So we were thinking,
oh, geez,
giving it like a multi-week out so people can plan their activities.
Okay.
And we just throw up a Zoom link on our socials. For anyone to access.
Craig's insane, folks.
You come on.
Yeah.
We talk.
Uh-huh.
We talk Bluey.
Uh-huh.
You ask us questions live.
Gosh.
Let's do that.
A live Q&A?
Forget the TikTok live that we're talking about for a while because, meh. But let's do a
canceled.
Live stinking podcast, my dude.
Okay.
Yes, and?
We'll book it out.
We'll book
figure it out.
Yes. So more to come on that.
Oh, gosh. It'll probably be a a Friday afternoon around 1:30 Eastern Standard Time is usually when we kind of hang out to set that up.
Correct,
Amanda. So give it, plan to hang out with us in about a month-ish time.
Coming soon.
Yeah, coming soon to a May near you. I'll say that.
But more importantly right now.
Oh, gosh. We are a visual medium.
Now, we're going to have to take a picture of, actually, I'm going to take a picture right now so I don't forget.
There's Greg. Always on the ball. Never say I should, could. Just do.
I'll put my lovely Ninja Turtles cup on top of the address.
Look at you being resourceful, too, about it.
We got...
That's right.
A lovely bit of mail.
Kind of stamp we got on that bad boy.
Adorable. Well, that was even good. I was planning to talk about the stamp, too.
Oh, really? Right? Dang.
But we had...
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
The best... I'm really hoping we're going to see some art in here when we crack this open, because the Bluey art on the cover
Clashing it.
Epic. And also, the stamp, it is a Lunar New Year... A Year of the Rabbit stamp, it looks like, which is also pretty baller.
I still have stamps from Valentine's Day from, like, 2019 that I still use.
You know what my biggest regrets in life is? And this is going to sound like a joke, but it's not. I wish I would have spent, like, $10,000 on those 29-cent stamps when the first Forever stamps came out.
Yes. That's expensive.
That's like print money. Although I don't ever send mail, so.
Yes, you do.
I think we got some art.
Oh, snap.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah.
We've got a classic bingo.
Oh.
And then we've got...
You got Granny. Wow.
We got Granny Bluey.
Crushing the...
Flopsy. Mustn't forget Flopsy.
Crushing the art. That's
great. Oh, and we got more here. But wait, there's more. There's a letter. Is there more? Make sure I don't miss anything.
Greg's on the hunt.
Another awesome Bluey.
Look at that.
My goodness.
With the long dog. Let's go.
So thank you, Helen. We didn't say this yet, but this is from Helen, our friend in Tennessee.
Thank you, Helen.
Don't ever stop what you're doing. This is my favorite podcast ever. You guys are so funny. You probably know about the 30-minute Bluey episode coming in
April. Can't wait.
Could you do a watch-along? Ooh, interesting. That's also...
Maybe how we introduce our Patreon again. Well, when's that come out? That's in April, though, right?
That's April 14th.
Okay.
Ooh. That might be interesting.
Like
Love
the
y'all
thought
so
process.
Much. Helen, thank you, Helen. P.S.
Mike's the best.
Who is in your logo? My guess, Greg, Shaggy Dog, Mike, Hat Dog. You are... Take that, flip it and reverse it.
Flip it and reverse it. Greg likes to have his dapper hats.
Dapper hats, especially on vacation. And Mike's a shaggy gentleman.
I got a big old beard, friend.
But good question. I don't know if you ever said that. And love this. Again, you are a very talented artist, Helen. Love it very much.
Crushing the long
We're going to have a fantasy draft here to see who gets what sticker. If you want to send us something.
There you go.
And also get one of the lovely stickers Mike mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Send us something at P.O. Box 2372, Syracuse, New York, 13220.
That's right.
Send it to me, Mike, Two Bandits, all of it apparently get here, because this envelope just said Two Bandits. Our postal carrier is probably like, what are these people doing?
Who are they
Should
banditing?
I report them
who are they thieving?
For all of their banditry crimes?
That's right.
I keep saying I'm going to shut the thing down, but you guys send them so much cool stuff. I just
can't help it. Yes.
Do it.
Yes, and gosh.
And lastly.
And most importantly. Some sort of magician. Come on. Like Dave the magical dude.
I need to stop doing these hungry, because we've had a chicken restaurant. We had a curry restaurant. And now we have,
a pizza.
A pizza.
Let's go.
And ring the pizza boy yourself.
Yes.
And you're going to love this, Michael.
Oh.
Go out in Brisbane.
Yep.
To New York Slice Pizzeria.
Oh, interesting.
To get your own New York style pizza.
Sweet Bippy.
First, according to the website, and why would they lie what they had to gain?
Of course.
The first restaurant in Australia
ever
to serve pizza by the slice in the New York tradition.
Oh, bless your heart. Kudos.
We've been serving New York style pizza in Brisbane for 20 years, famous for a massive size pizza. And also the first pizza shop to offer pizza by the slice. Come and try our range of delicious pizzas available in all sizes. Regular, large, and massive.
Massive? I'll have one massive, please.
And I know we had fun a couple weeks ago.
What's wrong?
With KSC Chicken.
Huh?
Bless you, KSC Chicken.
Are they a sponsor now?
But we're going to at New York Slice Pizzeria on Instagram. Listen, everyone, hearing my voice I'm going full court press on the shop because they have an awesome Insta presence. They've got some silly videos.
Ooh.
We are going to be the official podcast of New York's Light Pizzeria. I don't know how. We will send you guys
stickers.
Live
in New York.
Yeah.
Like, you have people from New York that are condoning this business.
We
support.
You are in Australia.
Yes.
Talking about
our
New York pizza. We are in New York talking about your TV. It is a match. I mean, we will do commercials for you. Just send us coupons for your delicious pizza.
Coupons? Send us a slice.
Send us a slice. Freeze dried.
That's
review it on air.
We are quite the connoisseurs when it comes to some sweet New York style pizzas.
NewYorkSlice.com.au.
Amazing. Oh my gosh.
We got to make this happen, Michael. You're going to have to pull up this Insta when we're done.
No, I'm on board. I'm done.
And we're going to make this sponsorship happen. No, why?
I don't have time to do anything else but that right now. I don't know why.
It's got
to
be done.
It's got to be done, man. I'm so...